Welcome back to another episode of Popcorn and Podcasting with Jenny and Chaz.
Yay! We're in the car this time again, so if it's a little noisy, sorry about that. But we're making good use of our time.
Yep.
We're on another 2-hour drive, so.
And we're going to start with last time's trivia question, which was...
The question was, President Hinckley was on his mission and got discouraged. He wrote home saying that he was wasting his time and wasting his parents' money. So, and his father wrote back to him, and our question is, what advice did his father give him? And the answer is, his father told him to forget yourself and go to work.
Yep. Which is a great lesson to everybody, in whether it be in their callings, in their family, or whatever their responsibility is.
Hard work is a very, very, very valuable trait for anyone to have. You know, if you're not in the habit of hard work, then get into it. It'll be good for you.
Yep. All right, and today we are continuing our dating and marriage series. Continuing what we started last time about deciding on a companion. It was a very difficult choice, but...
Very, very important.
And unfortunately for you guys, it'll be mostly me reading today.
Because I'm driving.
Yep. Jenny's driving, so... She'll be the chief commentator. Okay, so we're going to start with one. Quote. Is this a quote? Yes, it is a quote from the New Era, October 2004, of all things, which is, I think, a little series thing they do on
New Era.
Yeah,
like a section of
it. Yeah. Okay, and that's right.
Toodles is also an official commentator.
Is our secondary commentator.
About the quote already.
I think I'm going to get him a drink. I think he's thirsty. One sec. Okay, so this first quote from, of all things, is from Spencer W. Kimball. He says, "Be sure your courtship reflects the patterns you want in your eternal marriage." Very good point.
Yeah, that's great advice. You know, with lots of things about dating, you know? I mean, if you want to be the kind of spouse that listens to your spouse, and, you know, then you gotta listen to your dates, too.
Yeah.
Get in the habit now. That's, you know, that's true with anything, you know, before marriage, you know? Any habits that you want to have after marriage, start working on them before marriage, because... It's harder after.
And also, when you're dating somebody, never think, oh, well, they'll be better at this or something after we're married.
No.
They'll be a better listener.
Marriage doesn't change you as much as you might think.
Yeah.
You're still very much the same person.
If you're like both of us were individually, we both wanted marriage all our lives, but it was always seemed so foreign, you know, I mean, other than... Obviously, we're exposed to it all our lives because our parents, you know, were great examples of how marriage should go. Uh-huh. But we just couldn't picture it ourselves.
I can't imagine
myself being a husband, you know. Maybe being a dad because, you know, I've done babysitting and that maybe is a little flavor of that. But there's not really, dating's really not much of a taste of that. Marriage, you know, so you got to find the person that's already got the qualifications. Okay. A prophet's love story. This is from Sherry Dew, Go Forward with Faith, the biography of Gordon B. Hinckley. As a boy, President Gordon B. Hinckley lived across the street from Marjorie Pay. She first caught his eye at a Ward social when she gave a reading. does that mean? She gave a reading.
She probably read a poem. I think that's usually what that means. Or
a little piece of writing or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just read a performance of it, kind of.
Okay. Their first date was to the Golden Green Ball, a church dance. At that time, Gordon went to the University of Utah, and Marjorie was a senior in high school. They became good friends, and their friendship later turned to courtship. When the time came, Marjorie supported Gordon in his decision to go on a mission to the British Isles. They parted as best friends and wrote each other while they were separated. Marjorie dated others while Gordon was on his mission, but she didn't think anyone measured up to him. After he got home, Gordon and Marjorie discovered they still loved each other's cheerfulness and optimism. They continued their education, waiting until they felt it was the right time to get married. They were sealed together eternally in the Salt Lake Temple on the 29th of April, 1937. Since their early days together, President and Sister Hinckley kept their marriage strong. Yeah? President and Sister Hinckley kept their marriage strong by always putting the Lord first. Sister Hinckley said, "It seemed to me that if you understood the gospel and the purpose of our being here, you would want a husband who put the Lord first. I felt secure knowing he was that kind of man." That's the end of that quote. Very good.
That's cool.
Yeah. I think I might be talking too loud.
So if you're dating, what kind of things do you look for in someone that tell you that they're putting the Lord first, or that they do put the Lord first?
Yeah, very good question to ask yourself. Okay, here's a quote by Richard G. Scott. That's not what he said, Toodles. Okay. "We always see the guideposts in our life more clearly after we have passed them and have reached a higher vantage point." It's okay. Elder Scott knows what he's talking about. "If we were more alert to the promptings of the Holy Ghost, we would see them before we reach them, and thereby..." Okay, somebody needs to go to sleep. One sec. Okay, he's not asleep, but he's playing.
He's quiet.
Yep, he's playing with a toothpaste box. So hopefully that'll entertain him. Okay. "If we were more alert to the promptings of the Holy Ghost, we would see them before we reach them and therefore be guided more effectively. This process requires self-mastery, self-control, and a heart willing to accept change. Salvation is an eternal goal we gain by a process of constant upward change. Doubt is spiritual poison that stunts eternal growth. We must first feel our way before we can see it with any clarity. We prove ourselves by making numerous correct decisions without being absolutely sure. Then comes a greater knowledge and assurance, not before."
That kind of reminds me of the way we've, not too much anyway to the subject, but it reminds me of kind of how we've had our kids. You know, we've, you know, been a little like, "Oh, I don't know if we can really afford a kid, but we know the commandment is to have kids if at all possible." So,
and we wanted to.
Yeah, and so we kind of took a leap of faith and was like, "Okay, let's try for it.
Let's just do it."
Yeah, and Heavenly Father blessed us. He helped us so much both times.
Yeah,
with, you know, at the time we weren't making enough money. At the time, we couldn't support another mouth to feed and another person to buy clothes for and stuff. But, you know, pregnancy is 9 months long, and a lot can happen in 9 months. Yeah. And, you know, and if you're keeping the commandments and doing what Heavenly Father wants you to do, then He will help you in that 9 months to get where, to where you need to be.
Yep.
And, sorry, just feel about
it. No, that's good. In fact, it's, especially with marriage, when you understand what a big decision is, it is, you also understand how scary that is.
Kind of have to take a leap of faith with it. You realize that, Heavenly Father has been, you know, Heavenly Father's maybe not being completely clear. And, you know, you don't know for sure. So you just kind of have to go with it. If that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, it does. Trying to find a toy for Toodles. He's got a lid now. We'll see how that goes. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Elder Scott's quote continued. Happiness is created. Love is its center. Its principal ingredients are sincere faith, true repentance, full obedience, and selfless service. That's from Happiness Now and Forever, Ensign, November 1979. Okay, and here's another one from Eldred G. Smith.
I'm related to him. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, because he's the patriarch of the church. Or he was, or is. Is he? Still? Or, I mean,
I don't know.
If he's alive, he's, he
probably is.
But. Yeah. Okay. So he said, when the gospel plan was explained to Lorenzo Snow, he put the whole plan in a nice epigram. As man now is, our God once was. As now God is, so man may be. Then if man is going to become as God is, he will have to learn to make decisions of great importance on his own initiative. Many think that any problem will be answered by the Lord for us, either through prayer or a priesthood blessing. Some young people want the Lord to tell them what subjects they should study. I was one of those. And of course I didn't get any direct answer. Which school they should attend, which profession to follow, and which job offer they should take. True. What's that?
Who to marry.
Yeah, and who to marry. Yeah, make it out there. True, much help may be received through a prayer or a blessing, but the final decision is yours. I have come to believe that the Lord is not so concerned about what we study or what profession we follow as long as it is an honest living. He is concerned about our immortality and eternal life or exaltation. Everyone has inherent talents. From a study of your genealogy, find the talents you have inherited by the things you like to do and do easily that some of your ancestors have done. Then become an expert or a specialist in some phase of that field. The Lord will bless your efforts in your studies and your daily work. Okay, so that one probably fit a little bit better in like a career.
Yeah.
Or education
thing,
but it's still talking about...
The Lord often doesn't give us very direct answers. Obviously, He does for some, though.
Yep. Okay, so we're going to...
He expects us to use our agency and use our minds and think for ourselves.
Yeah. And while He wants us to turn to Him for help and so forth... sometimes His answer is, you need to choose on this one.
Yeah.
And,
it's totally up to you.
Yeah. And then
all
He says,
the
just come to me
are good ideas.
To get permission, you know, to make sure that that's all right. Because obviously He sees ahead, you know, if maybe the medical field would not be the best thing for me and He knows it, He might kind of try to veer me away from that. When there may be, you know, dozens of other fields that could be really good that I need to choose.
I've had times where I've narrowed it down to like two or three choices, you know, and still been kind of like, oh, I don't know, And, Heavenly Father's basically told me, those are all good. It's totally up to you. Whichever one you choose, I'm fine with.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So now we're going to read a talk, and we'll see if we get through it or not. But this is another talk by Elder Lynn G. Robbins of the 70 called Finding Your Sweetheart. There is nothing more powerful than love. Nothing so motivating or that touches so many lives. There have been more books written, more movies made, and more songs sung about love than any other topic. Finding your eternal Valentine is the ultimate treasure hunt. The Lord has ordained that we should marry, President Gordon B. Hinckley has said, that we should live together in love and peace and harmony. The time will come when you will fall in love. It will occupy all of your thoughts and be the stuff of which your dreams are made. You will know... Yeah, this has been quoted before on this podcast, too.
You will. Very repetitive.
That's because it's so important. That's why. You will know no greater happiness than that found in your home. The truest mark of your success in life will be the quality of your marriage. This choice will be the most important of all the decisions you will make in your life. End of President Hinckley's talk. Or quote. Is love something that you are smitten with? Something that strikes you like Cupid's arrow without any say-so? Because we live in a world of agency, wouldn't it make sense that the most important decision we made in mortality would be our choice and not left into Cupid's hands?
What is Cupid anyway?
I don't know. It's capitalized here. I always thought it was just any flying naked baby with an arrow that shoots.
Yeah, apparently there's just one Cupid.
Maybe some of you listeners might know and could fill us in there. Probably some Greek tradition or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, Twitter-pated? For some people, falling in love is a magical encounter, something that happens at first sight. Wait a minute. Could this possibly be a renaming of the same talk that we read before?
I don't know. The same.
Let me just zoom down again. Being the Right One, is that it's by Lynn G. Robbins still. Real Love and Conversation
Part. That doesn't sound familiar.
On Valentine's Day. Charity Suffereth Long. There's a kind of a chart there. Oh, and that's the end of it. Oh, you know what I bet it is? I bet it's a summary of the I'll just read this little Valentine part then. Sorry, y'all, out there.
That's okay. That will make it kind of short, because it's probably going to be kind of annoying to listen with all the car sound in the background anyway.
Yeah. Okay, Real Love and Conversation Hearts. So if you want to hear the rest of this talk...
Is that
up there? I don't know. Cool. We're driving through canyons, and there's like a cave-looking thing up there. Everything's starting to green up. I love this season. Okay, we better hurry. Toodles is about done. Actually, I'm going to pause for a second.
He's got your back.
Okay, he's now occupied with the water bottle with a closed lid. As soon as he figures out that he can't get anything out of it, he might get frustrated, but he's shaking it right now.
Yeah, it's a Coltrane.
Cool, a Coltrane. Wow, look how evenly they're distributed. There must be some machine or something that dumps it in there. Well, obviously. I don't think people put it in.
The guy's in shovels.
I'm the guy.
Cool shovel. It took us 2 years to load this train.
Man, that's a long one. Okay. On Valentine's Day, there are billions of little candy hearts produced. You've seen them. With words on them like... I haven't seen that word on...
Uchata!
Kuchata. I'll have to look for that Valentine candy. I'm saying words on them like, my girl, kiss me, she's cute, and of course, I love you. What are you looking for in your sweetheart? If you could print your own candy hearts to describe the ideal man or woman, what would you look for?
Kuchata!
Did you find Gujada in me?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, good. Hence toodles.
That's where he gets the Gujada from.
Yep, that's right. The Lord said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. To love as he loved is different from the way the world loves." Let's look at the Lord's list of behaviors. Okay, this is where it starts getting into the chart.
Yeah.
So if you want to see the chart, we'll still put this in the show notes, a link to this one in the show notes. But
we've already covered this.
Yeah. So he loved the church and applied it to loving the loving relationship that should exist between sweethearts. And it's in 1 Corinthians 13, the whole chapter, and Moroni 7. Okay, so read those. That's your homework. And also, we need a trivia question.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on while we come up with a trivia question. Okay, we've got one, a question, and it's not exactly one with a rock-solid answer, but, yeah, here we go. What is the scriptural definition of mysteries?
You know, we... mysteries of God.
Yeah. What do the scriptures mean by mysteries? That'll be kind of a homework assignment as well, is look up mysteries. What do the scriptures mean when they talk about mysteries? And we will discuss the answer next time. And also, we wanted to say this section on dating and marriage is starting to get toward the end. I don't know exactly how many podcasts left. Maybe 3, maybe 4, maybe more, maybe fewer. But we're looking at a few different possibilities of podcasts we could do next from what some of the quotes that we've got added up. And so here's the other choices. And we'd like to get your feedback, what you'd like to hear a series on. And here they are. For missionaries, some kind of missionary work topic and member missionary work and all that stuff. That one, we have a lot that we could do with. Another one, music, art, and media. Could be fun.
Yeah.
Talking about media and also, you know, in terms of morality and media and so forth, and also talking about the arts and music and the kingdom of God and so forth. There's a lot of material there. And the last one we've got, it looks like, is we could do one on the second coming. We've collected a bunch of quotes and things, and we could talk about events leading up to the second coming and then what life in the second coming will be like. So between those three, missionary work, music, art, and media.
Did you see that?
And yeah, I did. It's freaky. And second coming. Let us know what you would most want to hear as a series for this podcast. And was there something else we were gonna see? Oh yeah, since we're in our computer in the car, we don't have our
internet
comments and email nearby, but we'll get to that in just a second. So we'll be back in a second. Okay, we got some feedback.
Yay, we love it. We got some great email from Alan, a couple good emails from him. He told us all about his kids, and that's so cool to hear about his family and stuff. That's awesome. And he had a family home evening idea that he shared with us. He says, "Once we dug a hole in the backyard and lined it with stones,
We wrapped an old paperback Book of Mormon in aluminum foil. Gold wrapping paper would have been better. And put it in the hole and then covered the hole with a stone. We read about Joseph Smith holding the gold plates and took the kids out to find them. It was fun. They were so excited.
That's cool.
That's a great idea. We should definitely do that sometime. Let's see. And then also, Alan commented on the trivia. And he got the question about Hiram's first wife, right?
Yeah.
It's Jerusha, but that was from a couple of podcasts ago, but that's okay.
Yeah.
And then David commented, and he says, "This may sound silly or naive, but I prayed asking how I would know my wife, and I was told how I would know her. We went out with some friends, and she said something that no one would ever say, but she did. I knew she was the one, and we were married 1 week later. That was 20 years ago."
That's cool.
Yeah. David, this sounds like a really cool story. If you are willing to share the whole story with us and
how it all worked out,
that would be so cool. And
share it on the podcast.
Yeah, of course, you know, we're not forcing you. If it's a personal thing, that's fine, but...
But that sounds really
cool.
Yeah,
if you feel comfortable sharing, we'd love to hear your story of how you met her and stuff.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I think that's all. I mean, that's not all the... All the responses. If you guys ever don't want us to share your comment or your email to us, then...
Yeah, just let us know.
Yeah.
Yep. Cool, but we love getting feedback.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you,
guys. This is so much fun, knowing that people are actually listening to us.
Cool. So, I think that wraps it up for this one.
Thanks for listening.